OK，外困塔之音，福源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年5月2号，星期六。我们非常荣幸的邀请到敬爱的萨提亚德瓦法布为我们讲述今天的圣典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna. Good morning to all the devotees in China.
Hare Krishna， 中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Happy Saturday for you.
祝大家周六快乐。
And thank you for joining our broadcast.
感谢大家今天早上来参加早课。
Today we're going to be reading text 24, chapter 3, canto 6.
今天我们会一起来学习瓦坛的第六篇第三章第二十四十节。
Yamaraj instructs his messengers.
这一章的标题是阎罗王吩咐他的使者。
Now, I think we have quite.
Yes.
And today's purport is quite long as well.
上个星期有问题留下，然后刚好今天的师姐的要旨非常长。
But I encourage you, if you have questions, to send them in, and eventually we'll definitely get to them.
所以我鼓励大家，有问题的话呢，请一定要发上来，然后我们最终肯定会把所有的问题都回答到的。
Yeah, because we're, you know, discussing the glories of the holy name and different signs and symptoms as we're advancing and chanting, it's a subject that we all probably care about more than anything else.
由于我们在这一章节一直在谈论的都是圣名的荣耀，然后并且的话呢，谈到的是我们在灵性生活中的进步的不同阶段的不同的这种症状和标志，因此的话，这个话题可能对我们来说是最为最为感兴趣的了。
And so, Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he encourages us to.Look at these different philosophical points from many angles of vision.
并且的话呢，永恒的主柴塔尼亚经的作者 Krishnadas Kaviraj 他也鼓励我们能够通过许多不同的角度来观看这一哲学上的概念。
And if we do that, the result will be that our strength and our understanding will strengthen.
而这样做的结果就是我们的理解，我们对这门哲学的理解会更加的深厚。
Okay, and our faith.
以及我们的信心。
So I'll chant Jayarada Madhava and then we'll read the verse and purport.
所以我们现在一起来唱 Jayarada Madhava， 然后我就一起来学习师节和要旨。
With the background chorus of the birds.
Yeah.
Just like in Vrindavan.
就像文达文的鸟叫一样的。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya RadhaKunjabihari Gopi Janabalava Giri Vanadari Gopi Janabalava Giri Vanadari Yasurinandana Rajajana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayarana Madhava KunjaviHariJaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Ani Gopi Janabalava Giri Vanagari
O Bijana Balaba Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Dana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Dana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Dana Rajana Yamunati Ravanachari Yamunati Ravanachari Jaya Mara Marava Kunja Vihari Jaya Mara Marava Kunja Vihari Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Bo.
Okay. So, let's look at text 24.
我们一起来看着第二十四诗节。
So, yeah, in these verses, Yamaraj is describing the glories of the holy name to the Yamadutas.
在这一系列的诗节中，阎罗王都是在向Yamaduta 们解释到描述到圣明的荣耀。
And he's explaining how powerful the chanting of the holy name is, even just a glimpse, like a small glimmer of the holy name, not the direct name even, but like the direct sunlight, but just a little light of the holy name is very powerful.
并且他谈到就是圣名的这个荣耀是多么的强大多么的厉害那么即便不是所有的光照照下来那么即便只是那么一丁点的光线然后照射下来都已经是足够强大的
Yeah, so the holy name is always pure and always full but our perception of the holy name may be covered by our ignorance
圣名总是纯净的总是圆满的然而由于我们的无知从而使得这个圣名的力量 遭受到了覆盖
So when we're chanting the holy name and at the same time covered by ignorance that's called namabas or a glimpse of light a little light of the holy name
因此当我们在念诵圣名的过程中并且我们还被无知所覆盖着那么这样的一种念诵状态就叫做 Nambas 也就是说得以一窥圣名或者叫做圣名的一丁点的光芒照了出来
Yeah, so during the daytime the sun is there but if it's cloudy we can't see the sun
在大白天的时候太阳肯定是高挂在天空中的但是如果是很多云的那种阴天的话那么我们是看不到太阳的
So, even a small sliver of light of the holy name has a great positive effects on the soul
那么因此即便只有那么一丁点的光芒照射下来但是的话呢它都会给个体灵魂带来极大的非常积极的影响
and so Yamaraj mentioned that when Ajameel chanted the name of his son Narayan at the time of death he wasn't intending to chant the name of the Lord he was just simply calling out his son's name
阎罗王就提到当阿加米勒在死亡之际喊出主 Narayana 的名字的时候实际上他并不是为了喊主而是起意图是喊着他儿子的名字
So this is unintentional chanting of the holy name
因此这就被称为叫做 无意图的，没有这种抱着喊主的这种意图来念诵圣名。
And so this is one type of namabhas.
因此这是属于 namabhas 其中的一种。
But still it's very powerful.
但是的话呢，这仍然是非常 有力量的。
And Yamaraj explained that because he chanted the name of Narayan, even though he didn't intend to, he was immediately saved from death and from going to hell.
而阎罗王继续就说到，即便阿迦米勒他并没有抱着这种呼唤主的意图来念诵圣名，但是的话呢，这都已经足够强大的把他从死亡、从地狱星球拯救了出来。
So now Yamaraj is going to continue explaining how powerful the effects of namabhas are. Not even the pure chanting, but even impure chanting.
然后在接下来的这个诗节中，阎罗王就会继续的解释到 namabhas 这种念诵的话呢，是多么的强大，多么的有力量，都甚至不是这种纯粹的圣名的念诵。
Yeah, so again, I just want to clarify that the name is never contaminated, but the one who's chanting the holy name may be contaminated or covered by ignorance.
所以说要再次说明一下，圣名是不会被污染的，但是念诵圣名的人却可能遭受污染，可能是被无知所覆盖的。
Okay, so let's read text 24.
我们一起来看着第24诗节吧。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Etavatalam agra nirharanyapumsam sankirtanam bhagavato gunakarmananam virukshapatram agavan yadajmilopi narayaneti mriyamana iyamuktim Etavata
以这么多
Alam,
充足的
Aga Nirharanaya,
为了去除罪恶活动的报应
Taking away simple reactions. Pumsam,
人类的
Sankirtanam,
集体吟诵吟唱
Bhagavata,
至尊人格守神的
Guna,
超然品质的
Karma Nama Karma Nam Nam
以及根据他的娱乐活动而具有的名字的
Vikrusha
没有冒犯的呼喊
Putram
他儿子
Bhagavan
罪恶的
Yat
由于
Ajamila Api
甚至阿迦米勒
Narayana
至尊主的名字 Narayana
Iti
如此
Mriyamana
死亡之际
Iyaya
到达
Muktim
解脱
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Therefore it should be understoodthat one is easily relieved of all simple reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord and chanting his qualities and activities. This is the only process recommended for relief from all simple reactions. Even if one chants the holy name of the Lord with improper pronunciation, he will achieve relief from material bondage if he chants without offenses.Ajamil, for example, was extremely sinful, but while dying, he merely chanted the holy name And although calling his son, he achieved complete liberation because he remembered the holy name Narayan.
译文和要旨是由圣 NAC Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供。译文，因此应该明白，吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名、品质和活动，使人的一切恶报被轻易的去除干净，这是受到推荐的使人摆脱恶报的唯一方法。人在吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名时，如果没有冒犯，哪怕是发音不正确，都会达到摆脱物质束缚的境界。比如这个阿加米勒，他极其罪恶，但因为在死亡之际喊出了圣名，即使是在叫他的儿子，他也因为记住主 Narayana 的名字而获得彻底的解脱。 I continue with purport.
Yeah.
要旨，在 Raghunath Das Goswami 的父亲举办的聚会中， Haridas Thakur 证实到，仅仅靠吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，人就解脱了，哪怕在还不能做到完全不冒犯的情况下吟诵吟唱也不例外。为获取物质利益而只强调伟达仪式的 Brahmana 及假象中人士 Mayavadi 都不相信人可以以这种方式获得解脱，但从圣典薄伽瓦坛中引述的许多诗文都支持 Haridas Thakur 声明的真实性。例如Sridhar Swami 在对这节诗的评论中引述了如下的诗文：每天早晚都怀着巨大的分外之情吟诵吟唱至尊主圣名的人，可以免于一切物质痛苦。另一段引述证实，人如果每天怀着极大的敬意连续聆听至尊主的圣名，就可以获得解脱。还有一段引述说，人应该总是吟诵吟唱并聆听至尊主极其神圣的活动，极其神奇的活动，应该冥想这些活动，应该努力取悦至尊主。 Sridhar Swami 也引述往事书中的说法，即仅仅靠日夜铭记至尊主的莲花足就能使人去除一切恶报。他进一步引述圣典薄伽瓦坛第六篇第三章的第31节诗中说，亲爱的君王，吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名甚至能使人根除最大的恶报，因此这歌唱神的圣名运动是整个宇宙中最吉祥的活动，请努力了解这一点，以使其他人都能认真对待。所有这些引述的内容都证实，一直不断吟诵吟唱并聆听至尊主神圣的活动名字声望和形象的人得到解脱。正如这节诗中的精彩论述是，仅仅靠喊出至尊主的名字，人就去除了一切恶报。这节诗中所用的梵文 alam 一词在此表明，仅仅喊出至尊主的圣名就足够了。这个词有不同的意思。正如最权威的梵文词典 Amarakosha 中所说， alam 一词的意思是有装饰美化、足以力量和意志限制等等。在这节诗中，阿浪一词用来指不需要任何其他程序，因为吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名就足够了，就连不完美的吟诵吟唱都能使人去除一切恶报。阿加米勒获得解脱的这一事实证明了吟诵吟唱圣名的力量。准确地说，当阿加米勒喊出 Narayana 的圣名时，他并不是想起了至尊主，而是在喊他自己的儿子。面对死亡时，阿加米勒无疑并不纯净，事实上他因罪大恶极而出名。此外，人在死亡之际生理上完全是紊乱的，而在这种糟糕的状态中，阿加米勒的发音无疑很难是清晰的。即使这样，阿加米勒还是仅仅因为喊出至尊主的圣名而获得了解脱。因此还用说那些没像阿加米勒那么罪恶的人吗？结论是，人应该坚定地遵守誓言，吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 这样做的人无疑将凭借 Krishna 的恩典摆脱错觉能量 Maya 的钳制。事实上，就连还在冒犯圣名阶段的人都被推荐要吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀，因为他们如果继续吟诵吟唱，就会逐渐上升到没有冒犯的吟诵吟唱圣名的阶段。通过没有冒犯的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀，人就会增加他对 Krishna 的爱。正如主 Chaitanya 和 Mahaprabhu 所说，人应该重点考虑增强对至尊人格守神的依恋，增强对他的爱。就有关这一点，圣 Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur 引述圣殿薄伽瓦坛第十一篇第十九章的第二十四节诗：我亲爱的乌达瓦，对人类来说，至高无上的宗教体系是能使人唤醒他沉睡的对我的爱。圣 Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur 评论这一节诗时形容 Bhakti 说，有奉爱在，解脱有什么必要呢？圣 Vishwana Chakravarti Thakur 还引述莲花往事书中的如下的这节诗说道，就连在初期冒犯圣名时吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna 曼陀的人，都能靠连续不断的吟诵吟唱圣名变得不再冒犯。按照主 Chaitanya 和马帕布的建议，日夜吟诵吟唱圣名就会摆脱一切恶报。圣主 Chaitanya 马哈马布引述如下的诗文道，在这个虚伪纷争的卡利年代中，唯一得救的方式是吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，没有其他方法，没有其他方法，没有其他方法。 Krishna 知觉运动的成员如果能严格按圣 Chaitanya 和 Mahaprabhu 的忠告做，就是
Thank you Om Aganata Nirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Shri Guru Ve Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakapa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Be'eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生命体都不再受苦。
May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生命体都快乐。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self and their relationship with Lord Krishna.
愿所有的生命体都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们真正的自我以及和主 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
So here Yamaraj continues to explain the glories of it.The power of the chanting of the holy name.
因此在这一诗节中，阎罗王继续的解释到，描述到念诵圣名的荣耀和力量。
And he says clearly that the chanting of the holy name, frees one from all sinful reactions.
并且他很清晰的指出一点，那就是念诵圣名能够使得一个人完全的清除掉所有罪恶活动的业报。
And he says, actually, this is the only way to really become free from sinful reactions.
而且他还说到，实际上这是唯一的方式，能够使得一个人从罪恶活动的业报中解脱出来。
And he says, even if your pronunciation is improper.
而且他还说到，即便你的发音是不准确的。
You'll not only become freed of sinful reactions, but you also become freed of material bondage.
然后他说到，那么你都不仅能够从罪恶活动的业报中解脱出来，并且还能从物质的束缚中解脱出来。
But he qualifies this, he says, if one chants without offenses.
但是他在这里是加了一个条件的，那就是一个人能够不带冒犯的念诵。
And then he gives the example of Ajamil.
然后他就举了阿加米勒的例子。
He was a very simple person.
阿加米勒是非常罪恶的人。
And he was dying.
然后当时他正处在濒死之际。
And although he didn't mean to call out to God for help, Nonetheless, he called out for his son, who was named Narayan.
虽然当时那一刻他并不是为了向神向主求救而喊出主的名字，而他当时只是喊出他儿子 Narayana 的名字。
And therefore he was liberated.
而由此的话呢，他就得到了解脱。
So this is confusing for a lot of devotees, because the ten offenses actually.Falls within the category of Nama Bas.
Oh, ten offenses falls in the category of Nama Bas.
Yes.
实际上这一点的话呢，对于许多的奉献者来说是比较容易引起困惑的。那就是，实际上十项冒犯是位于这个 Nama Bas 的这一是属于 Nama Bas 的这一种类这一对这一种类的。
So, how was it that Ajamil is chanting the name indirectly, unintentionally? How can he chant the name unintentionally without offenses?
How can he chant the name unintentionally without offenses?
Yeah, so he's chanting the holy name without intending to chant the holy name, right?
Yeah.
So he's not...intentionally chanting the holy name.
So that is not actually categorized as offenses.
Well, I'm asking the question, you know, how can that be offenseless chanting?
Oh, okay, got it. 所以说阿加米勒他是在喊出主的名字，但是他却并没有抱着这个意图，这个目的是为了呼唤主的名字来念出主的圣名的，因此这怎么能不算作是一种冒犯呢
？Right, the tenth offense in chanting is to chant inattentively.
因为十项冒犯当中的第十项冒犯就是说到要这个不专注的念诵圣名的话，那就属于是一项冒犯了。
Yeah, so what is it? You know, can It seems contradictory.
因此就看起来好像是有点矛盾的。
Yeah, because Yamaraj says if one chants without offense, one is relieved of material bondage.
因为阎罗王说到，如果一个人是不带冒犯的念诵主的圣名，那么他就会从物质束缚中解脱出来。
And then he gives the example of Ajamil who chanted without offense.
Who chant without offense.
Yeah, he uses him as someone who chanted the holy name without an offense.
而后的话呢，阎罗王又举了阿加米勒的这个例子，以他来说明一个人是不带冒犯的念诵圣名。
Yeah, he said, Ajamil, he chanted, you know, he got liberation because he chanted without offense.
那他阎罗王就说到阿加米勒获得了解脱，因为他是在不带冒犯的情况下喊出了圣名。
Yet when he was chanting, he was just calling the name of his son. That was his intention.
但是的话，当他在他呼唤主的名字的那一刻，他喊的是他儿子的名字。
Yeah. So when Yamaraj is talking about chanting without offense, he's specifically
因此，阎罗王他在这里所提到的冒犯，就是带冒犯的念诵圣名，他所指的实际上是第七项冒犯。
So when Yamaraj talks about offense, chanting the holy name without offense, he means if we're chanting the holy name without expecting to become freed of our sins.
OK. 因此，阎罗王他在这里说到。一个人不但冒犯的念诵圣名，实际上他指的是一个人不抱着这种期望，通过来念诵圣名，从而使得自己从罪恶活动的业报中解脱出来。
Yeah, it's like someone who has no intention of giving up sinful activities, but thinks if I chant the holy name, I won't have to pay any reaction.
这就像是某一个人的话呢，他完全没有想要放弃罪恶活动的这种意图，但是他却想着就期望着那我通过这个念诵圣名的话呢，就不用去遭受恶报的这个结果了。
So that's what these verses mean when you hear chanting without an offense. It means chanting innocently without expecting anything.
Innocently, without expecting anything.
Without expecting to be freed from sins, without intentionally chanting so that you can be freed from sins.
OK, 所以说这些诗节当中，阎罗王所谈到的不带冒犯的念诵，主要他指的就是指一个人非常天真的，这种不带有这种非常天真的念诵，而不带有这种期望着通过念诵来洗刷掉自己所有的罪恶活动的这种报应的这样一种念诵状态。
Now this was actually explained to us way back in chapter 1.
Way back in chapter 1. 实际上的话呢，这一点实际上是在第二章的时候就已经解释到了。
Yeah, so this kind of namabas chanting, as long as you're, you know, innocently chanting the holy name without expecting to become free of sin, eventually can give one liberation and freedom from sins.
Liberation, freedom from sins. 因此这种类型的 Lambas 的念诵，那就是天真的去念诵，并且不抱着期望想要通过念诵圣名来从所有的罪恶活动的这种业报中解脱出来，那么这种类型的 Lambas 就会使得一个人最终得到解脱，并且的话呢，从罪恶活动的这个业报中也是解脱出来。
So this is considered offenseless chanting, but not pure chanting.
因此这就被称为是无冒犯的念诵，但是的话呢，却并不是纯粹的念诵。
So one may be liberated and freed from sinful reactions by this kind of chanting.
因此一个人可以通过这种类型的念诵来从罪恶活动的业报中解脱出来，并且获得解脱。
However, one's, you know, Krishna prema will not be awakened.
但是的话呢，这样的念诵方式是不会唤醒一个人的 Krishna prema 的。
Krishna prema is only awakened when one has overcome the ten offenses and is chanting purely the full name, the full light of the holy name.
而只有当一个人能够做到完全没有这种十项冒犯来念诵，然后纯粹的念诵圣名，他获得圣名的所有光芒的时候，那么 Krishna Prema 才会得以发生。
Yeah, so I think this is the area where devotees get confused, that when there's a statement that says that the chanting, you know, Ajamil chanted without offenses, or sometimes somebody else chants without offenses,What this means is they're not committing sins on the strength of chanting.
Not committing sins on the strength of chanting. Okay. 因此的话呢，很多时候可能会有奉献者就是被这样的一种说法所给弄困惑、弄迷惑。那就是说到，某个人不带冒犯的念诵啊，或者是阿加米勒不带冒犯的念诵。实际上，他所说的这个不带冒犯，是指一个人。没有去基于圣名的力量来进行罪恶活动，它是指这种，然后对它其实这个就是对于带冒犯的念诵这样一种解释。
It doesn't mean some of the other offenses to the holy name might not be present, like inattention or, you know, material attachments and things like that.
Material attachments. Also,These kind of offenses can also be there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
所以说这个其实就说到一个人不带冒犯的念诵的话呢，并也就有可能也就并不是说这个念诵的时候不专心啊，然后或者是还是抱着这种物质依附在念诵，并不是说这些就不在那里的。
In fact, Lord Chaitanya he says that the seed of bhakti doesn't even sprout.Until you're completely freed of all offenses.
Free of all offenses. 实际上主才他俩曾经说过，除非一个人能够完全不带十项冒犯的，就所有的冒犯都没有犯下的这种情况来念诵，那么否则的话呢，这个 Bhakti 的种子都是不会发芽的。
In fact, he says, if your heart's not overflowing with love for Krishna when you chant, that's a sign that you're still in the offensive stage.
实际上，主菜他那样也说过，当你在念诵圣名，你的心灵却没有漫溢出，就是溢出这种对 Krishna 的爱的时候，那么实际上这就是一种标志，在告诉你，你仍然是处在一种冒犯性的念诵的阶段中。
Yeah. But if you're chanting and you're not, your intention is not to commit sins on the strength of chanting, that kind of chanting leads to freedom from sins and freedom from material bondage.
而如果当你在念诵的时候，你所抱有的意图就是并不是想基于圣名的力量来念诵圣并不想是基于圣名的力量来做出罪恶活动的话，那么这种类型的念诵就会使得你最终从罪恶活动中解脱出来，并且使得你最终从物质的束缚中解脱出来。
So I hope this helps clarify, you know, maybe this misunderstanding we may have.
因此我希望刚才我说到的这些能够帮助大家澄清一些关于念诵的这一点的这种误解。
So then Prabhupada, he begins the purport. He says, in the assembly, Raghunath Das Goswami's father, Haridas Thakur, confirmed that simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is liberated, even if he does not chant completely and offensively.
帕在要旨的最开始就说到，在 Raghunath Das Goswami 的父亲举办的聚会中， Haridas Thakur 证实说，仅仅靠吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名，人就解脱了。哪怕在还不能做到完全不冒犯的情况下吟诵吟唱，也不例外。
Then Prabhupada, he spends some time explaining the Sanskrit word alam, which means sufficient.
Sufficient. 然后帕帕还专门花了一些时间来解释了一个梵文词叫 alam, 而这个 alam 的意思就是指充分的、充足的。
So do you see the fourth paragraph where it says the word alam?
Let me have a look. Trying to find it. Yes, got it.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just going to read this paragraph. The word alam, which is used in this verse, indicates that simply by uttering the holy name of the Lord is sufficient.
所以说要旨当中的这一段开头，这节诗中所有的梵文词 alam 一词在此表明，仅仅喊出至尊主的圣名就足够了。
This word is used with different imports.
这个词有不同的意思。
As stated in the Amar Kosha, which is the Sanskrit dictionary, the most authorized dictionary in the Sanskrit language, Alam Bhushana, Paryaprati Shakti Varuna Vachakam. The word Alam is used to mean ornament or sufficiency, power and restraint.
正如最权威的梵文词典 Amara Kosha,Kosha 中所说 ，alam 一词的意思有装饰、美化、足以、力量、抑制、限制等意思。
Here the word alam is used to indicate that there is no need of any other process, but the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is sufficient.
而在这节诗中 ，alam 一词是用来指的是不需要任何其他程序。因为吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名就足够了。
Yeah, so even if one chants imperfectly, one becomes free of all sinful reactions by chanting.
即便一个人不完美的吟诵吟唱主的圣名，但是这都能使人去除一切恶报。
Yeah, so the only caveat is, as long as you're not, you know, intentionally committing sins on the strength of chanting.
Caviar.
Well,
the most valuable.
No, it means it's a French word.
Yeah.
It means as long as you're not chanting committing sins on the strength of chanting, chanting will lead to liberation.
所以说这就意味着只要你并不是抱着这种通过念诵圣名来洗脱罪行的罪恶活动的业报的这样一种目的在念诵的话，那么最终你的念诵会使得你到达解脱。
Yeah, so the chanting is always recommended, even for one who's committing offenses as they chant.
即便是对于那些在念诵时做出冒犯的人来说，那么念诵都是被推荐，都会总是被推荐给他们的。
Yeah, because one is already liberated and freed from sins, and that chanting will eventually lead to offenseless chanting.
因为当一个人已经得到解脱，已经从所有的罪恶活动的业报中解脱出来的话，那么他所进行的念诵也会使得他最终lead to what?
Offenseless chanting.
也会他所进行的念诵也会使得他最终到达无冒犯的念诵。
And then offenseless chanting will lead to Krishna prema.
而后无冒犯的念诵又会使得他最终到达 Krishna.
And so there's there's a famous verse in the Padma Purana that comes after that lists all the 10 offenses.
在 Padma Purana 莲花往事书当中的有一个诗节，这个诗节是在谈到了十项冒犯之后出现的一个很出名的诗节。
And Prabhupada quoted Viswanath Chakravarti, and he also quoted that verse at the end of this purport.
Prabhupada quoted Viswanath Chakravarti. Oh, in the purport, 就Prabhupada在要旨中就引用了，就谈到了是圣 Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur, 他引述的是莲花往事书当中的这个诗节。
Yeah, so this verse here, Nam Aparada Yuktanam,Namam Yeva Harantyagam Avishranti Prayuktani Tanyevarta Karani Chad. So this verse comes after the Padma Purana lists the 10 offenses.
所以说刚才 Guru 所念的这个诗节的话呢，是要旨当中的倒数第二个诗节，然后这个诗节是莲花往事书当中在列举出了所有十项冒犯之后，然后过了之后的话呢，就出现了这个诗节了。
And so the translation of the Sanskrit is, even if one in the beginning is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with offenses, one will become free of such offenses by chanting again and again.
所以这个诗节的含义是，就连在初期冒犯圣名时，连续不断的吟诵吟上圣名，变得不再冒犯。
So, becoming free of offenses and attaining liberation, it's on the strength of chanting, even impure chanting. Process.
It's not like a magical process. 因此的话呢，通过这种就是。即便是不纯粹的念诵都能使得一个人从冒犯中解脱出来，也就是不再犯下冒犯，并且的话获得解脱，那么这样的很奇异的很魔法般的这样一种过程，然后突然之间就这样了。
Yeah, we never lose our free will.
我们永远是不会失去自己的自由意志的。
Right. We always have the choice, Maya or Krishna.
我们总是有选择的，要不然就是选 Maya， 要不然就是。
Oh, before we don't have a choice. We're just too much in Maya.
而在我们得以醒来之前，基本上我们是没有什么选择的。我们可以说几乎完全都是在 Maya 之中。
So.Liberation and taking personal responsibility, they're two sides of the same coin. Responsibilities
are two sides of a coin. OK， 所以说解脱以及承担起个人的责任这两方面实际上是同一枚硬币的两面。
You cannot have one without the other.
这就意味着你不可能只做到其中一项，而另外一项就完全没有去做，然后完全没有去进行。
Yeah, taking personal responsibility for your own mind and life, that's liberation.
为自己的心意承担起个人的责任，为自己的人生承担起个人的责任，这就是解脱。
Or you could say liberation means taking responsibility for yourself.
或者我们换言之叫做解脱就是你为自己的人生，为自己的心意承担起责任。
Yeah, so this actually happened in the life of Ajamil.
我们实际上可以把就这一点能够看到在阿加米勒的生平中就体现出来了。
Yeah, when he saw the Yamadutas,
当阿加米勒
he was scared to death, right?
当阿加米勒看到阎罗王的这个使者的时候，他是完全就吓破胆了。
And then the Vishnudutta saved him.
然后 Vishnudutta 就把他给救了。
And then he listened to the conversation.
然后阿加米勒就聆听到在Yamadutta 和 Vishnudutta 这双方之间所进行的谈话。
And then by hearing that knowledge that he gained from the Vishnudutas, he understood the power of the holy name.
而通过他在这个聆听谈话中所听到 Vishnudutta 所谈到的这些这个圣名的知识的时候sorry, Guru Maharaj, what's the last sentence?
He understood, he heard the glories and the power of the holy name.
然后他就聆听到了关于主的圣名的荣耀。
He also realized that he had been very sinful.
然后并且他也觉悟到原来自己一直是非常罪恶的。
Yeah, that, you know, he had made a lot of bad choices.
他曾经犯下了很多错误的决定。
And now he was at a crossroad.
而现在他就到达了一个十字路口。
Right, he didn't go back to Godhead right immediately.
然后在那之后他并不是说立刻就回归守神了的。
But now he was awake enough to make a choice.
但是现在的他已经足够觉醒，能够得以去做出一个选择。
Right, he could have stayed at home and continued on with his sinful life.
他依然可以继续选择待在家里，然后继续他罪恶的人生。
But he understood he had been very sinful.
但是他却明白了自己的一生一直是非常罪恶的。
And he understood that the results of sinful life was that he would go to hell.
并且他也明白了在进行的罪恶活动之后所带来的结果便是他不得不到地狱星球去受苦。
And he realized that the Vishnudutas and the holy name had saved him.
而且他也觉悟到了，他也领悟到了正是 Vishnudutta 以及圣名拯救了他。
So he made a choice to go to Hardwar and to give up sinful life, and to dedicate himself to chanting the holy name.
因此的话呢，他就做出了一个决定，决定到达Hardwar 那个地方，然后放弃他的罪恶生活，把自己完全的投入在主的圣名的念诵中。
Yeah, so he had awakened enough by the power of the holy name. He had awakened enough to choose to give up sinful life and to dedicate himself to serving the holy name.
因此的话呢，阿加米勒是通过圣名的力量被唤醒的足够，就是被足够的唤醒。他通过圣名的力量获得了足够的这种觉醒，就醒来了，从而才能得以做出决定，来决定放弃他的罪恶生活。然后转而完完全全的投入在对主的圣名的服务中。
Yeah, so he was liberated.
所以说他是获得了解脱了的。
He saw I had been very sinful. I deserved to go to hell.
他看到了自己一生是非常罪恶的，所以他就应当受到惩罚，去到地狱。
Right. I did this to myself.
他看明白了，这是我自己，这是我给我自己做出了这样的事情。
Right. He wasn't blaming his wife.
他并没有去指责，去谴责他的妻子。
He said, "No, I made this choice."
然后他就说到，是我做出了这样一个选择。
And I deserve to be punished.
我曾经做出这些要从事罪恶活动的选择，因此我就应该遭受惩罚。
Yeah, so he was, you know, when you're liberated, you realize that you're responsible.
当你解脱的时候，你会觉悟到，你会意识到你是有责任的。
Or when you realize you're responsible, you're liberated.
或者换一个这个表达叫做，当你意识到自己是有责任的时候，你就解脱了。
Yeah, so liberation means you take responsibility for your choices in life.
而解脱就意味着你对你在人生中所做出的选择和决定承担起责任。
Everything you are right now is a result of what you chose before.
你现在所是，现在的你是怎样的一个人，那全都是由于曾经的你所做出的选择所带来的现在的你。
And whatever is going to happen,
并且未来会发生怎样，未来的你会是怎样的一个人，那也是由你现在所做出的决定而决定的。
Yeah, so liberation means you no longer see yourself as a victim. You take complete responsibility for your mind and your body.
因此解脱就意味着你不再把自己看作是一个受害者，而是认为自己完完全全的承担起对于自己的心意和对于自己人生的责任。
Yeah, so to accept complete responsibility for your life means that you refuse to make any more excuses.
而对自己的人生承担起全部的责任，这就意味着你拒绝不再去找借口了。
Yeah, you no longer blame others in your life.If you're not happy.
并且的话，如果你要是活得不快乐，活得很痛苦，你也不会是去指责是生活中的其他人给你造成的痛苦和悲伤。
Right. From this moment forward, you refuse to criticize others for any reason.
从现在的这一刻开始，你拒绝再以任何理由来批评身边的任何一个人。
Yeah, if you examine the history of the life of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they all had this quality.
如果我们去观察、去检验主 Chaitanya 的奉献者的话，去看他们的一生，就会发现他们都具有这样的品质。
Yeah, so you refuse to complain about your situation or about what has happened in the past.
因此你拒绝去抱怨。你人生当中在发生着的情况和状况，并且你也拒绝去抱怨曾经发生在你身上的那些事情，也就是你的过去。
Yeah, look at the life of Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya.
我们来看一看 Haridas Thakur Namacharya 他的生平吧。
Yeah, so this means you eliminate from your vocabulary. Any blame.
这就意味着你把你的这个词典当中任何和指责相关的指责呀、埋怨呐、然后这种，对，然后这些单词都拿来给剔除掉了。
You don't let what happened in the past define who you are now.
你不再把过去曾发生在你身上的事情用来定义现在的你是怎样的一个人。
Yeah. When you understand your pure consciousness, you don't have a past.
当你真正明白你是一个纯粹的知觉存在的时候，那么你是会知道你并没有过去的。
And whatever's happened is gone and will never happen again, and it's as if it never happened.
曾经发生的事情将来是不会再发生了，而且曾经发生的事情就仿佛是从来都没发生过一样。
So a liberated person says, no matter what happens, I am responsible.
因此一个解脱的人会说，无论发生什么，我都是有责任的。
So that means if you're unhappy with any part of your life, you should say, I'm responsible.
因此这就意味着如果不开心的话，那么你会说我对此 是有责任的。
If you can change it, then you change it. If it's beyond your control, then you stop resisting it.
如果你能改变这样一个方面，这样一种状况的话，那就去改变它。而如果这是超乎了你的能力，超乎了你的这种可能性能够去改变的话，那么你就不会再继续去抗拒这样一种状况。
Alright, so you accept responsibility, and if you can find a solution, then you find a solution.
你承担，你接受责任，并且如果你能找到解决方法的话，你就去找到解决方法。
Right, if you're not happy with the amount of time you're spending in your spiritual practice or with your family, then accept responsibility.
如果你对于自己投入在灵性生活中的时间不满意，或者你对自己投入在家人身上的时间不满意，那么你就对此承担起责任。
Right, so you're responsible for yourself, you're not responsible for anyone else.
并且你是对你自己承担起。
Yeah, so this, you know, this is actually a point of realization you'll come to from chanting.
而这实际上就是当你通过念诵的话，那么你最终会通过念诵所到达的这样的一种觉悟的状态，这样的一种领。
It's taking responsibility.
谦卑就意味着承担起责任。
Whatever's happening, you accept it without resisting it.
而容忍就意味着无论发生什么，你都完全是去接受它，而不会是去抗拒这个情况。
Krishna says this is liberation.
Krishna 就把这称作为是解脱。
Yeah, he says, Matra sparshas tukunteya, sitoshna sukadugada, agama pahino nityas, tamstatikshas vabharata, happiness and distress come and go like winter and summer seasons.
这就是 Krishna 在薄伽梵歌的那个诗节所说的，快乐和不幸就像是冬夏季节一样交替着出现。
One must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed.
一个人应该学会去容忍冬夏季节的交替，快乐和痛苦的交替，而不被其所打扰。
Yeah, so that means tolerating without being disturbed means you tolerate without resisting it.
而这个 Krishna 所说的，你去容忍冬夏季节，容忍这种快乐和痛苦的这种交替而不被其所打扰，意味着就是你在容忍，但是你却没有去抗拒。
Right, without becoming internally upset.
这就意味着你没有在内心当中有这种烦躁感啊，或者不爽的感觉啊，或者是不快乐、痛苦的这种感受。
Without blaming and criticizing.
没有去指责，没有去批评。
Yeah, so we see that when you chant even Nama Bas, gradually your consciousness awakens to the point where you're freed from simple reactions and you're liberated.
Free from simple reactions and you're liberated. 因此的话呢，我们 通过念诵，那么即便是 non-bus 的这样一种念诵的话，那么最终我们的知觉会足够觉醒，那么足够觉醒，足够醒来，到达这样的一种，到达这一点，那就是我们能够从所有的罪恶活动中解脱出来，并且获得解脱。
What is the symptom of one who is free from sinful reaction?
那么一个人如果他从所有的罪恶活动中解脱出来的话，他的这种症状是什么？他的表现会是怎样的呢？
It means he stops sinning.
这就意味着这个人不再进行罪恶活动了。
Right. Usually, we sin because we're compelled to by our false ego.
嗯。因为通常情况下我们之所以会去进行罪恶活动，那都是受到了假我的强迫，就我们的那个假我就觉得一定得去做这件事儿。
But as one awakens, one chooses not to do that anymore.
然而当一个人足够醒来的话，那么他就可以做出选择不去这样做。
Yeah, so...Being free from sinful reactions means you're coming to higher consciousness.
而从罪恶活动中解脱出来，这就意味着一个人到达更高的知觉了。
So Krishna explains this in the Bhagavad Gita in chapter 4, verse 37.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第四章第三十七师节就这样解释道。
Yata idamsi sami dognar basma sakuru terjuna ganagni sarvakarmani.Basmasat kuru te tata, as a blazing fire turns firewood to ashes, O Arjuna, so does the fire of knowledge burn to ashes all reactions to material activities.
4.37, 正如熊熊烈火焚木成镜 ,Arjuna 呀，超然知识的火焰也能将一切物质活动的报应化为灰烬。
Yeah, so the fire of knowledge doesn't mean like intellectual understanding. It means higher consciousness.
因此在这里所提到的超然知识的火焰并不是指一个人理论上的理解，而是指一个人到达更高的知觉层面。
Yeah, so when we act, while we're identified with this mind and body, we create many, you know, we do many,sinful things.
sinful things. 因此当我们在进行各种各样的活动，而我们是在这种就是同时还在认同于自己的心意和身体的这种状况下在行动的话，那么就必然会进行很多罪恶性活动。
Right, we follow lust, we follow anger, we follow greed.
我们就会这种贪嗔痴啊，或者是色欲啊、愤怒啊，这些我们都会完全是被他们牵着走。
And what is the reaction to lust?
Reaction to lust. 那么色欲所带来的这种反作用反应会是什么呢？
More lust.
那就是色欲。
What is the reaction to anger?
那么愤怒所带来的反应或者反作用是什么呢？
Right.More anger.
那就是更多的愤怒。
What is the reaction to greed?
那么贪婪所带来的这个反作用又是什么呢？
More greed.
然后更多的这样一种贪婪。
Alright, so sinful reaction means more identification with the mind and the body, the false self.
因此罪恶性的活动就意味着对于虚假的自我，对于心意和身体有更多的认同。
So the fire of knowledge means you're awakening to your true self.
而在这个世界中所提到的超然知识的火焰，就是指一个人有更多的觉醒，能够更多的醒来，从而得以觉知到真正的自我。
You see, I'm the pure consciousness.
我们都是，我是纯粹的知觉。
I'm not the mind or the body.
而我不是我的心意，不是这个身体。
I'm not this lust or anger.
我也不是内在的这种愤怒感和内在的这种色欲。
I'm just the witness of it.
而我只是一个客观的见证者，在看到色欲和愤怒而已。
So even though lust arises or anger arises, one is no longer obligated to act on it.
因此即便内在升起了色欲，升起了愤怒，但是我也不禁我也不再会是这种被强迫着的要去根据对其对色欲对愤怒做出反应。
Yeah, so that's freedom from sin.
而这就是从罪恶活动中解脱出来。
Yeah, freedom from sin means you don't have to sin anymore.
所以说从罪恶活动中解脱出来也意思就是你不再进行罪恶活动了。
Yeah, so this is liberation.
而这就是解脱了。
And this comes from a glimpse of the holy name.
而这样的一种状态就是来自于一窥圣名的荣耀。
So if one continues chanting and doing one's best to avoid the 10 offenses, then gradually one comes from offensive chanting to pure chanting, which will lead to love of God.
One gradually comes from offensive chanting to pure chanting, and which will lead to love of God. 因此如果一个人持续不断的念诵并且尽自己最大努力去避免十项冒犯，那么渐渐的他就能够从这种冒犯型的念诵到达纯粹的念诵，而纯粹的念诵最终就会使得他得到神之爱。
And so, it's not magical. You have to work, you know, and you have to exercise your free will properly.
因此这并不是一种这种魔术师变魔法一样的这种技法，然后突然间一切就来了，而是说你必须要做自己的功课，你必须要去恰当的运用你的自由意志。
And so we see this actually happened in the life of Ajahn Mill.
我们就会通过阿加米勒的这一生来看到确实是如此。
So just to summarize, when Yamaraj is saying how Ajahn Mill chanted without offense, it means that Ajahn Mill was chanting without sinning on the strength of chanting.
因此我们来总结一下，今天这个师节中阎罗王说到不带冒犯的念诵，他所指的实际上是指一个人不是基于圣名的力量来继续作恶的这样一种冒犯，对，不带这种冒犯。
And so impure chanting or offensive chanting is in the category of namabhas.
不纯粹的念诵和冒犯性的念诵是属于 namabhas 这一种类的。
And then namabhas, the highest form of namabhas, we discussed last week.
我们上个星期也讨论了 namabhas 的最高的形式。
Which is called shraddha namabhas.
最高形式的 namabhas 就被称为 shraddha namabhas.
One is chanting the holy name very diligently.
一个人勤勤恳恳地念诵着圣名
，under the guidance of a guru，
并且是在 guru 的指导之下勤勤恳恳地念诵
，and doing his or her best to avoid the 10 offenses in chanting，
并且的话尽到他自己最大的努力来避免十项冒犯
，and this will lead to pure chanting。
而这就会引领一个人到达纯粹的念诵。
And then that will lead to love of God.
而纯粹的念诵就会引领着这个人到达对于神的纯粹的爱。
Okay, I'll stop speaking now and we'll take up some questions from last week.
所以现在正课讲完，我们来看一看上个星期剩下的问题。Okay. 当然大家如果今天有问题也请发上来。Last week, 我们来看上个星期剩下的问题。第一个好像是一位叫 Last 的帕布所问的。每个人都是独一无二的特别的，我们感觉自己特别，希望自己与众不同，怎么就是假我的呢？So the first question from last week is asked by this devotee called Das. And he's saying that everyone is unique, everyone is special.And we feel that we are special. We feel that we are special and expecting ourselves to be unique, to be different. how come is that false ego?
Well, when we're thinking of ourselves, we're thinking of the image we have of ourselves in our mind. It's not the real self.
当我们想到自己的时候，我们所想到的自己是心意当中所抱有的那个关于自己，我这个人的一种画面，而这就是虚假的自我，这并不是真正的自我。
Yeah, so when we're in our real self, we're completely satisfied.
当我们处于真正的自我之中的时候，我们是获得一种完完全全的满足感和满意的。
Yeah.Even though we're special, there's no need to feel special.
即便我们是很独一无二、很特别的，但是我们不会感到自己有这样一种需求，需要让自己是独一无二，需要让自己是很特别的。
Because we already feel complete.
因为我们已经感到自己是完整的了。
Yeah, so we already feel, we have no need.To fulfill.
We have no need to fulfill what?
When we're living from our true self.
We have no need to fulfill.
Yeah, we already feel complete.
因此，当我们已经感到自己是完整的，已经感到自己是完整的话，那么我们是没有这种需要，没有这种需求，觉得自己要去完成什么，觉得自己要去满足什么。
Yeah, we're not looking for love, acceptance, and approval because we already feel like we have that.
我们就不会再去外界寻求别人的爱、别人的尊敬和别人的接纳，因为我们已经感到自己拥有了爱、拥有了接纳、拥有了这种，对，拥有了爱、拥有了接纳。
Because that's the truth of who we are.
因为，完整的自我已然拥有了爱和接纳的自我，这就是关于自我的真相。
Yeah, the only reason we're wanting to be special,
而我们之所以想要让自己是独一无二，想要自己是很特别的，唯一的原因
，or wanting to be accepted,
或者想要自己被别人接受、被别人认可的原因
，is because we don't know who we are.
那都是因为我们并不知道自己是谁。
The false ego actually feels incomplete.
虚假的自我真的是感到，真的是觉得自己是不完整的。
And afraid that it's not good enough, so it overcompensates by wanting to be special.
Overcompensate by wanting to be special. 因此，假我的话真的是很害怕自己不够好，因此。由于他的这种恐惧，害怕自己不够好，因此他想通过让自己是很特别、很独一无二的这种方式来过度的进行补偿。
Right. So as soon as we forget who we are and our relationship with Krishna, we become afraid.
一旦当我们忘记真正的自我是谁，一旦当我们忘记和 Krishna 之间的关系，我们立刻就会开始感到害怕。
And that's the false ego.
而这种恐惧和害怕就是假我。
Afraid of death.
害怕死亡啊。
Afraid of not being loved.
害怕不被别人所喜欢。
Afraid of not being good enough.
害怕自己不够好。
And that's the underlying motivation, for most of our thoughts and our actions.
而这就是我们绝大多数的念头。绝大多数的行动，其潜在的这样一种动机。
Yeah, so when we're living from our true self, we feel whole and complete, and no need.
而当我们是基于真正的自我而生活的时候，我们就会感到自己是完整的、完全的，就没有任何的需求。
And it's on this level, actually, of completeness that we can engage in pure bhakti.
而只有当我们到达这种完整、完全的层面之后，我们才可以得以进行纯粹的 bhakti.
And Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, verse 54.
Krishna 在《薄伽梵歌》的第十八章五十四诗节也这样谈到了。
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatman Asociati Nakankshati Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. When one is transcendentally situated, one realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. And in that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
18.54 处在这等超然境界的人立即能觉悟到至尊凡，变得全然喜乐。他绝不会哀伤，也不会欲求任何事物。对每一个生命，他都一视同仁。在这种状态下，他达到为我做纯粹奉爱服务的境界。
Okay. Next question.
Okay. 我们来看下一个问题。Sumukhi Rana Mataji 问的问题。感恩古鲁马拉贾的精彩讲课和纳拉亚纳玛达吉的翻译，谢谢。请问以知识为盾牌，这样满怀信心的念诵就能到达 Krishna Prema， 我们如何才能满怀信心？信心来自努力还是仁慈还是其他的什么因素呢？如何自不断打遭受打击挫败的情况下，如何在不断遭受打击挫败的情况下持续的保持信心呢？So Sumukhi Rana Mataji here is asking that with the shield of knowledge, a person can reach Krishna Prema with faithful chanting, with chanting that is full of faith in the chanting. So how can we have a lot of faith? How can we actually, the heart is full of faith?Does the faith come from endeavor, or does the faith come from mercy, or maybe some other factors that can cause, that can generate faith? And then the second one is, if a person continuously suffers from, ups and downs and frustrations and failures, how can this person continuously maintain faith?
Oh, so what was the first question again?
How can we how can we be filled with faith? Does faith come from endeavor or mercy or other factors?
Oh, okay. Well, faith comes from mercy and from association.
信心是来自于仁慈，并且信心是来自于联谊的。
I mean, faith in God, right? Faith in our source.
而这个信心指的是我们对神的信心，对我们源头的信心。
That's actually part of our soul.
而这个信心实际上是我们个体灵魂的一部分。
Yeah, we have a yearning to be with God.
个体灵魂就是我们都是有这种极大的一种渴望，极大的这样一种渴求，想要和神在一起。
But the more covered we are by ignorance, you know, it's like a diamond that's buried in dirt.
所以而我们如果越多的被无知所覆盖，就有点像是一颗钻石，钻石要是被深埋在泥土之中。
Yeah, but when we contact devotees or somebody who is more awake, who has active faith.
Active faith.
Yeah.
而当我们遇到一位奉献者，当我们接触到一位奉献者，或者是一个更加觉醒的人，这样的一个人的话，有着这种很积极主动的信心。
Right, we take their prasadam, we hear their words, or we just are next to them.
We are just what?
Next to them.
Next to them. 然后我们就是真的和这个人在一起，然后荣耀他所烹饪的 prasadam 啊，然后或者是聆听他的话语啊，然后真的就是和这个人站在一起。
That has a kind of an awakening effect on the soul.
而这就会给我们的灵魂带来一定的这种唤醒的效果。
That's called a Gyata Sukriti.
这就被称为 Agyata Sukriti。
Unknowingly, you contact Bhakti.
也就是指一个人在不知晓的情况下遇到了 Bhakti.
And so this yearning to be with God, it's actually not part of the material world. It's part of the spiritual world. It's part of the spiritual energy.
这种实际上对于神的渴求，这种渴望和神在一起的这种渴望的话，并不是物质世界当中的东西，而是灵性世界的事物，是来自于灵性世界的。
Yeah, so that usually, you know, initially is stimulated in us almost unknowingly. So that's by mercy.
而这种想要和神在一起的渴望的话呢，最初都是在不知晓的情况下被激发的，然后被刺激到的。因此的话呢，这被称为是仁慈。
And then once that is, you know, bhakti is a little bit awakened, then we want to associate.
而一旦倒是当 bhakti 有一点点被唤醒的话，那么我们就会想要和奉献者在一起，想要和奉献者联谊。
Yeah, so I would say sometimes we define as more than belief.
我们有时可能会把信心定义作叫做信仰，但是的话，我认为信心是多于信仰的。
Yeah, it's the urge to awaken and connect with God.
信心实际上就是一种想要让自己醒来，想要能够和神见连接的这样一种极大的愿望，极大的冲动。你的驱逐下，这个驱使下，我们就会想要和志同道合的人然后联谊。
And that, you know, increases our urge.
而通过和志同道合的人的联谊的话呢，就会增加我们的这种冲动，然后对这种极大的欲动，就想要更加的和神在一起。
And then we also hear the transcendental sound.And the transcendental knowledge that also nourishes our urge, our faith.
而当我们去聆听到超然的声音，聆听到超然的知识，这也会滋养我们的信心，滋养我们的这样一种极大的愿望。
Yeah, so I would say faith is it's more than belief. It's the inner knowing of truth.
Inner knowing of truth. Yeah. 因此的话，我想说的是，信心是大于信仰的，信心更多是一种内在的知晓，内在对于真相的知晓。
Yeah, so at first it's very kind of unclear. It's just kind of a vague urge.
然后最开始的时候就是一种非常不清晰的，然后很不明确的这样一种冲动而已。
Yeah, so it's like a seed that once it's, you know, gets a little bit of water and sunlight, then it breaks open.
这就像是一颗种子一样的，一旦它得到一点阳光和水分，然后它就会立刻发芽生长。
So, you know, association and then our own choices and determination, they complement each other.
因此和奉献者的联谊啊，以及我们自己要做出的选择，我们自己的决心，这些是彼此互补的。
Actually, even the suffering in the material world helps us to develop our faith.
实际上就是连物质世界当中的痛苦也会帮助我们发展出信心。
Right, it actually stimulates our urge to awaken.
这实际上这种在物质世界的痛苦的话呢，会激发我们想要觉醒的冲动。
Yeah, so, you know, mercy, association, they all, what's the word I'm looking for, complete each other.
Complete each other.
Complete, they reinforce each other.
Reinforce each other. 因此的话呢，仁慈以及联谊的话，就是加固了彼此。
Yeah, so once the process begins, you know, it's not going to end. It's, you know, one is going to go back to Godhead sooner or later.
就是一旦当一个人开启了这个过程，那么这个过程就不会终止了。反正回归守神就是迟早的事儿。
Yeah, so we should, you know, we should associate with those whose urge to awaken is stronger than ours.
Stronger than ours, huh? 然后因此我们应该和那些就是有比我们更多的这种想要觉醒的冲动的这种奉献者联谊。
Right, if you put a log that's not burning, if you put it next to a log that is burning, it will catch fire.
如果你把一块没法烧着的木头跟一块很容易烧着的木头放在一起的话，那么很快的前面那块木头也会被点燃的。
But ultimately, you know, the most important thing is our own sincerity.
然而的话呢，归根结底。
Okay, and what was the second question?
If a person is continuously suffering from setbacks and frustrations and failures, how can the person maintain faith continuously?
Well, again, you know, one has to, it depends, you can maintain faith continuously if you change the frame from which you're looking at your challenges and struggles.
Challenges and struggles. Change the frame, change the perspective.
Yeah.
所以说第二个问题你问到如何在不断遭受打击挫败的情况下持续的保持信心，然后我就回答到你可以持续保持信心，只要你能改变你对于遭受的挑战挫败的这种视角，也就是你是怎么看待自己遭受的挫败，遭受的这些打击，能不能改变你对他们的看法。
Yeah, so we have to change our attitude.
这就意味着我们必须要改变自己的态度。
That's the most important is to understand I'm not a victim, you know, that I've created my own bed. Now I have to make it. Now I have to sleep in it.
所以说我们最重要的一点就是要为自己的人生承担起责任，而不是认为自己是受害者。我们给自己铺好了床，那就既然铺好了床，自己就得上床睡觉。
Again, we see that liberation and taking responsibility are different sides of the same coin.
就是再说一次，那就是解脱和承担起个人的责任是同一枚硬币的两面。
So our attitude is critical.
这就意味着我们的态度是至关重要的。
And so, Lord Brahma, he teaches us the proper perspective.
主 Brahma 就曾教导过我们恰当的视角。
Look at Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Verse 8.
Chapter 14, Verse 8. 我们一起来看《博迦瓦坛》的第十章第十四第十篇第十四章第八十节。
Tateno kampam susumik jamano unjana evatma kritam vipakam redvag vapur bir vididan namaste jiveteyo mukti pade sadayavak. My dear Lord, one who earnestly waits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, and surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim.
瓦坛10.14.8，我这就直接口头上翻译了，然后大家可以下来自己看，书面上的翻译。我亲爱的主啊，如果一个人热切地等待着您来赐予他您无缘的仁慈，并且同时还耐心十足地遭受着他过往错误行为所带来的反应，并且他还用他的心灵、言语和身体来献上对您充满敬意的顶拜，那么这样的一个人必然有获得解脱的资格，因为解脱已成为他合法的要求，合法的权利。
Yeah, so we can look at everything that's happened in our life as an opportunity for us to awaken and to go back to God.
因此的话，我们可以把人生当中发生的所有一切都看作是一次机会，来促使我们觉醒，促使我们觉醒，并且回归受神。
As I often say, it's very difficult to wake up from a nice dream.
就像我经常说到的，要从美梦当中醒来是挺难的。
Yeah, so from the perspective of a devotee who wants to go back to Godhead, suffering is a good thing.
因此的话呢，对于一个想要回归守神的奉献者来说，他对按照他的视角来看，那受苦就是很好的。
But again, suffering is optional.
但是要再说的也就是受苦是一种选择性的。
Now, this body is full of pain.
因为我们的身体充满了痛苦。
But that's not what causes us to suffer.
但是充满痛苦的身体并不意味着我们就会受苦。
Suffering is a function of the mind.
而受苦是指心意上的这种所遭受的状态。
Yeah, when we resist what is.
当我们抗拒当下的一切的时候。
Then we suffer.
那么我们就会受苦。
Yeah, so we need to learn to tolerate without being disturbed, and that leads to liberation.
因此我们要学会在不被打扰的情况下容忍，而容忍并不被打扰，这就会引领着我们到达解脱。
Yeah, so you can remain faithful and, you know, cultivate the urge to go back to Godhead by changing your perspective and keeping the right attitude.
Right attitude. 因此的话呢，你可以通过改变你的视角，并且保持正确的态度，从而来培养你想要回归守神的这种冲动。想要回归守神的愿望，并且继续培养，保持你的信心。
Take responsibility.
承担起责任。
And of course, in the present, there's never any suffering.
当然的话，在临在的这样一种状态中是没有受苦的。
Our life, our consciousness is untouchable.
Sorry, Gumaj.
Our life, our consciousness is untouchable.
我们的生命也就是我们的知觉是不可能被触碰到的。
It's not created or destroyed.
我们的生命，我们的知觉是不会被创造出来，也不会诞生，也不会被毁灭的。
But you can only perceive it now.
然而的话，你却只能在当下此刻感知到你的生命，感知到你的知觉。
Our life situation, you know, may be challenging.
我们所遇到的人生状况可能是充满了种种挑战的。
But in this moment, do you have a problem?
但是在现在的这一刻的话，你有遇到任何问题吗？
So our life situation is all in our mind. It's how we're looking at our life. But our life itself is fine.
Life itself is fine.所以说我们的人生状况都只是存在于我们的心意中而已。我们的人生状况就是我们在心意当中是如何去看待自己人生的这样一种视角。但是的话呢，生命本身是没有任何问题的，生命本身是完全很好的。
Yeah, so the more you live in the truth of life, the more your faith will be based on experience of the truth itself.
The more your faith will be based on
the experience of truth itself.
On the experience of truth itself. 因此如果你越多的选择活在生命的真相之中，那么你的信心也就会越多的是基于你对于真相本身的直接体验之上。
Okay, thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。Okay, next one. 下一个问题 ,Shanti Rupa Madaji 所问，顶拜咕噜，请问咕噜Guruday, 精微躯体指的是我们的灵魂吗？ Hare Krishna. So this Madaji is asking that subtle body, does subtle body refer to our jiva souls?
Negative.
精微躯体并不是指我们的灵魂。
Yeah, so subtle body is part of the, it's part of the, material machine, or yantra, or vehicle, or car.
Yantra is a vehicle, huh? That means vehicle.
Yeah.
所以说精微躯体的话呢是物质世界当中的一部分，也就是我们个体灵魂在物质世界当中所坐的这样一辆小轿车，这样的一个这个叫做运输工具，交通工具，对，一辆车。
Yeah, so, the subtle body and the gross body, they work together. You can't have one without the other.
精微躯体和粗糙躯体是一起在合作着的，就是说不可能一个人只有精微躯体没有物质躯体，也不可能一个人只有物质躯体而没有精微躯体。
Example I like to use, and I think it's quite appropriate, is, you know, your cell phone or your computer.
我经常爱用的一个这个例子的话呢，我觉得是一个挺恰当的例子，那就是我们的手机和电脑。
Mind, intelligence, and false ego.
而软件的话呢，那就是心意、智力和假我。
And the soul is the electricity that powers it, but has nothing to do with it.
而个体灵魂的话呢，就是这个电了，就是有必须要有这个电，这个计算机和这个手机才能得以运作。但是的话，个体灵魂和这些。精微躯体、粗糙躯体没有任何的关系，也就是说，这个电和我们的手机和这个电脑也没有任何关系。
Right, so you can have the hardware, but if you don't have electricity, or if you don't have the software, then the hardware doesn't function.
所以说的话呢，硬件就是如果没有电的话呢，如果软件也没有，你根本就没办法用你的电脑，没办法用你的手机。
And even if you have the hardware and the software, without the electricity, the machine won't work.
而即便你的手机、电脑里面硬件、软件都配得有，但是如果没有电的话呢，那肯定也就没法运作。
Yeah, so the machine cannot work without the electricity, but the electricity can exist without the machine, fine.
所以说机器要是没有电的话，机器是不可能得以运作的，但是的话呢，电要是没有机器的话，电仍然是可以独立存在的。
So the jiva soul does not need the mind or the body, but right now is trapped inside. Actually, it's never trapped, but it imagines that it's trapped.
所以说个体灵魂是在目前来说就是被困在这个物质的心意和躯体当中的，但准确来说的话呢，并不是被困在物质的心意和躯体当中，而是他想象着自己是在这个物质的心意和躯体中的。
So that's what it means to awaken. You know, even before you leave the mind and the body, you realize that you exist independent of the mind or the body.
所以说这就意味着，当你还没有在离开你的这个身体之前的时候，你就已经醒来。 所以说你已经醒来的意思就是说你已经觉悟到你作为一个个体灵魂的存在是独立于你的心意，独立于你的身体而存在的，所以这就是在仍然在物质躯体当中所获得的灵性觉悟。
Yeah, so this is the liberated state of consciousness or Jiva Mukta.
这就被称为 Jiva Mukta, 也就是个体灵魂的解脱了的知觉层面。
Okay.
Okay, next one. 下一个问题是 Dala Kili Mataji 问的。This question is asked by Dala Kili from last week.
Oh my gosh.
Dala Kili 问，请问 Guru, 因为在讲课中听到念诵是祈祷，比如在念诵时想着向主祈祷得到服务等等，这样的念诵中的祈祷是在当下的念诵吗？感恩您，谢谢天南兰，谢谢达拉基里。So she's asking that, she heard from the lecture that, chanting is praying. For example, that when a person is chanting and the person is thinking about praying to the Lord.About service, to get service. So during the chanting, the person is thinking about praying to the Lord to get services. And is this kind of chanting, the chanting in the presence?
Yeah.
对，这样的念诵，这样的念诵，在念诵中进行祈祷的念诵，就是当下的念诵。
Yeah, or another way to look at it is that you're grateful for...You know, you're chanting the holy name, so that is service, right?
所以你在念诵圣名，这就是一项服务，对吧？
So you're grateful to be able to serve.
因此的话呢，你充满感恩之情，很感激自己能够去做服务。
Now, if you're asking the Lord for service, and you already have service, that's kind of silly, right?
但是当你本来已经在进行服务的时候，而你却在请求主给予你服务，这是不是有点傻呢？
Then you're not acknowledging what the Lord has already given.
因为你已经在做服务了，但你在却请求做服务，这就表明你并没有在承认，并没有在看到。Sorry, Guru Maharaj, you're not acknowledging what
the Lord has already given you.
就没有在承认，没有看到主已经把服务给了你。
Right, chanting the holy name is the highest service.
因为念诵圣名就是最高的服务。
And you're chanting the holy name by the Lord's mercy.
而你是经由神的仁慈，经由主的仁慈来得以念诵圣名的。
So you're engaged in a service.
因此你是在进行着服务。
So then why are you asking?to be engaged in service, if you're already engaged in service.
所以说你都已经在进行服务了，又为何还要祈求，为何还要祈祷能够得到服务呢？
So, chanting the holy name, when you're chanting the holy name, you're there present, and you're acknowledging that everything is perfect and complete.
Everything is perfect and complete. 因此当你在念诵圣名的时候，你已经能够承认，已经能够看到所有的一切都是完美的、完整的。
That's the fact.
而这个所有的一切都是完美的、完整的，这是一个事实。
So if you're not seeing, that means if you're here, then you'll be able to see that.
Means if you're present, you will be able to see that everything is perfect and complete.
Yeah.
而如果你是真正在这里的念诵，也就是说你是真正专注的在这里，在当下在念诵的话，那么你就会看到这样的一个事实，那就是所有的一切都是完美的、完整的。
Right, you're here, pure consciousness.
你就在这里，你的知觉在这里。
The Lord's here, fully complete in His name.
而主也在这里，主在他的圣名当中是完全的。完全的存在着的。
By His mercy, you're engaged in serving Him by chanting the holy name.
而经由主的仁慈，你通过念诵主的圣名，从而来进行着对他的服务。
So there's only one way not to be here.
而只有一种方式使得你无法在这里。
actually, in reality, you can never not be here.
然而在现实当中，你是永远都不可能不在此处的。
So the only way you can not be here is to create an illusion that you're not here by going into your mind and thinking about the past or the future.
Past or future. 而唯一一个能让你觉得自己不在此处的方式，那就是在心灵当中创造出一种幻觉，通过去思考着过去和未来的这样一种幻觉，从而觉得自己并不在此处。
Yeah, so the Lord is already giving us everything.
主本来已经，主已经给予了我们一切。
So we have to acknowledge that.
而我们必须要承认，必须要看到这一点才行。
By saying thank you.
通过对主说一句谢谢你，从而能够得以看到主已经给了我们一切。
Otherwise, we're in some illusion. We're not here.
否则的话，我们就处于一种幻觉当中，我们就并没有真正在此处。
Okay.
Okay. 谢谢大拉 Kelly 马拉基的问题。Okay, next one. Nochan Pop 问 Hare Krishna, 顶拜姑妈拉贾，我们为什么看不懂博迦梵歌？So Nochan Das, I don't know if this is your disciple though. He's saying that, he's offering his obeisances unto you and he's asking, why can we not understand Bhagavad Gita?
Well, that's a very broad question.
这个问题问得非常的宽泛。
To really understand Bhagavad Gita, we have to realize Krishna's teaching.
要能够看懂博迦梵歌，就意味着我们必须要觉悟到 Krishna 的教导。
So, it's a process.
而这是一个过程。
Yeah, so it's not only hearing.
而要觉悟到 Krishna 的教导是并不仅仅只是聆听就够了的。
But it's also applying.
以及我们还必须得去运用教导才是。
Yeah. So we have, actually, if you really heard, the proof that you've actually heard is that you apply.
而证明你能够真正得以听到教导的一个方式的话，这种证明的话，那就是你确实是在运用这门教导。
Yeah, so we have to apply the teaching of Bhagavad Gita in our life, and gradually then we come to understand, and it's a process.
而因此的话呢，我们要学会把博迦梵歌当中的教导实际的运用在自己的生活中，那么渐渐的我们就能得以读懂博迦梵歌，而这是一个过程。
Just like Krishna says, learn to tolerate happiness and distress without being disturbed.
这就正如 Krishna 所说，我们要学会去容忍而不被打扰。
At first, that sounds like some theory.
听起来，最开始听起来，这就是一句理论性的话嘛。
It sounds good, but we don't really understand it.
听起来确实挺美好的，但是我们可能并不真正理解这句话的意思。
But then we'll see that there's so many things that we don't like in our life.
但然后我们可以得以看到自己在生活当中有那么多的东西是自己不喜欢的，就觉得很讨厌，很烦。
Where there's things about ourselves we don't like.
要不然就是关于自己的某些方面我们很不喜欢呢。
There's things about others we don't like.
或者是周围人身上某些品质、某些东西我们很不喜欢。
There's things about the world we don't like.
或者是这个世界的很多东西我们都不喜欢。
And just like the weather, they're almost everything is out of our control.
这就像是天气一样的，可以说几乎很多很多的东西都是处于我们的掌控之外的。
And when we resist what we don't like, then we suffer.
而当我们去抗拒当下，抗拒自己不喜欢的事物的时候，那么我们就会受苦。
And then we blame the external environment for our suffering.
然后我们就会去埋怨或者是去指责外在的环境，觉得是都是与外在的这些人或者事情让我们受苦。
Which causes us to resist more and suffer more.
而这种埋怨，这种指责就会使得我们更多的抗拒，更多的受苦。
But if we apply Krishna's teaching, we'll start to see that, oh, the suffering is coming from my resistance. It's not coming from outside of me.
但如果我们确切的去运用 Krishna 的教导，我们就会得以开始看到，哦，我之所以受苦，这都是由于我的抗拒，我在心灵当中抗拒，而并不是由于外在的环境、外在的人和事。
Yeah, so it may take us, you know, 30 or 40 or 50 years to begin to understand, you know, Bhagavad Gita, even one verse.
所以说有可能会需要我们花费30年、40年甚至50年的时间才能够开始去读懂博迦梵歌，可能甚至只能去才能读懂博迦梵歌当中的一个诗节。
Yeah, so it's not a cheap thing.
所以说这并不是很廉价。很廉价的，很轻而易举的就能到来的东西。
Yeah, it's the highest truth, the highest knowledge.
因为博迦梵歌是最高的知识，最高的真理。
And it's beyond the mind or intellect to understand.
并且博迦梵歌的知识是超越了心理，超越了智力能够去理解的。
Yeah, it has to be realized by the soul.
博迦梵歌的知识是必须要被灵魂所觉悟到的。
Yeah, so Krishna says, he says, this is the highest knowledge.
Krishna 说，这就是最高的知识。
Look at how many years people go to school just to learn a little bit about medicine or anything, archaeology or mathematics. And this is way beyond all of those bodies of knowledge.
所以我们可以看一看那些到学校里上学的学生，他们要花多少年的时间去学医啊，或者你要学考古学，或者你要学数学，你要投入多少时间呢？而 Krishna 的这个博迦梵歌的知识却是最高的知识，是远远超过了这些躯体层面上的物质科学物质知识的。
Okay, thank you for your question, Lo Chan.
谢谢楼昌帕布的问题。Okay, so comes today's question. Okay, 好，我们来看今天的问题。第一个是 Harivansa Das 帕布问的，感恩 Guru 的仁慈怎样在培养孩子和孝顺父母的居士生活中服务圣明呢？现在中国有孩子的居士越来越多， Guru 经历过培养孩子和孝顺父母的过程，能否从你的生活经验和运用经典的过程中给我们点仁慈的建议呢？Harivansa Das Prabhu is here saying that he's very grateful to your mercy, and he's asking you the major question that for Grihastha devotees who have to take care of the kids and take care of their old parents, how in this kind of life that can the devotees serve the holy name? Because there's an increasing number of Grihastha devotees in China who have kids, and you have already been through the whole process of taking care of the kids and serving the parents. So could you please give us some merciful suggestion and advice through your own life experience and the way that you apply the scripture?
Thank you, Hari Vamsa. I think this is, there's a few Hari Vamsas, but this is probably the Hari Vamsa in Xi'an, I think.
谢谢 Harivansa 帕布的问题。故事说好像确实有好几个奉献者名字都叫 Harivansa， 但是我猜可能今天这位提问的是西安的那位帕布啊。
Well, for, you know, according to our, you know, our, where we are in our phase of life, we'll have more time for spiritual practice or less time.
所以说根据我们所处的具体的人生阶段的不同的人生阶段，那么我们可能在这个阶段当中就会有更多的时间投入到灵性生活中，或者有更少的时间，较少的时间投入到灵性生活中。
So it's very important for us to be practical and reasonable and not fanatical.
因此对于我们来说非常重要的一点就是我们要讲究实际，并且我们要合情合理，而不是很狂热的去做一件事情。
And also flexible.
并且还有很重要的一点就是要灵活。
And, so, and then we have to prioritize, you know, our life. We have to, you know, because we only have 24 hours in a day.
并且的话我们还要学会给自己的生活排列好这个优先事项，就是哪些事情是最重要的，哪些事情是次之重要的，因为我们一天也就只有24个小时。
So especially, you know, to chant 16 rounds for, you know, a man or a woman who has young children and has to work and has elderly people, you know, to take care of, you have to be quite flexible and creative sometimes.
因此的话呢，对于居士来说，如果有年幼的孩子要照顾，然后还要工作，然后还要照顾年老的父母，那么可以说你每天得念诵16圈的话，这就意味着必须得是非常灵活，并且还得很有创意。
Yeah, and sometimes even the quality of our chanting, you know, may not be so great just because of the situations we find ourselves in.Of not having, you know, time to chant.
并且有时我们念诵的品质也可能不是那么好，因为我们所发现自己所处的人生状态的话呢，可能就是没有办法给我们足够的时间来念诵。
Yeah, so, by the mercy of the spiritual master, we're engaged in the service of the holy name.
经由灵性导师的仁慈，我们得以进行这项念诵圣名的服务。
If you're initiated.
如果你得到了启迪的话。
So if you're initiated, then you have, you know, you promise to chant 16 rounds a day and follow the four regulated principles, and that's your service.
如果你启迪了的话，那么你承诺，你已经承诺要每天念诵16圈，并且遵循四项规范原则，那么这就是你承诺要做的，你要做的服务了。
And Prabhupada, I've mentioned this before, but Prabhupada writes in a number of places,He says that Krishna is watching.
我之前也提过，帕在不少地方都写到过或者提到过 ，Krishna 就是在观察着，在看着。
And he said everything is witnessed and recorded.
然后他说到，然后帕继续说到，而所有一切，所有我们所做的一切都被见证到了，并且都被记录了下来。
Yeah, so whether our chanting is, you know.Fully concentrated or not, or under the best circumstances or not, we should do our best to follow our vow, you know, throughout our life.
Throughout our life?
Yeah, through our whole life.
Okay.
Good or bad, you know, what, ups and downs, no matter what.
Okay. 因此的话呢，对于我们的念诵来说，无论我们能不能够就是完全很专注的念诵，无论我们是不是处于最好的这种境况来念诵，我们都应该尽自己最大努力来遵循自己在启迪时所许下的诺言。那么无论人生当中经历怎样的起起伏伏，我们都应该这样努力的去做到。
That's actually how we grow and make advancement. It's not by...One particular day, it's by your whole life.
而这就是我们能够真正得以成长，真正得以在灵性当中取得进步的方式方法。那就是并不是说，我今天这一天，然后念得特别好或怎么怎么样，而是说我们整个一生，是不是真正的能够把整个这个过程来做得很好。
Yeah, so when my first, you know, I have three kids.
我自己有三个孩子。
So when my son was born, we were living in Japan and I was teaching English.
The first son?
Mm-hmm.
当我第一个儿子出生的时候，当时我和我妻子住在日本，然后那个时候我在日本教英语。
I was also the temple president.
当时我也是日本庙的庙长。
And I supported the temple by my income.
哦，而我就是完全把通过把自己的这个工资收入用来支持庙宇的运作。
And I had to travel to work on a crowded train.
而我每天还得就是坐那种很拥挤的那个电车，然后上下班。
And so I used to have to chant most of my rounds on a crowded train.
所以我当时的话几乎完全都是在一个很挤的那个电车上，然后把自己所有的圈数给念完的。
And I didn't have time for reading, and I would, I have to work till late at night. I didn't come home till 10 o'clock at night.
而且那个时候就是我晚上十点钟才下班，就十点钟那样子才到家，所以就完全没有时间读怕怕的书。
So I read on the train.
所以说我都是在这个电车上看书的。
Yeah, so most of my sadhana was done on the train.
所以说当时那段时间，我绝大多数的 sadhana 都是在电车上进行的。
So I've always said, the most important thing is quality as opposed to quantity.
而我之前一直强调，就是最重要的是我们的这个做服务的品质是重要于我们做服务的这个数量的。
So just try and do the best you can.
所以说就尽你最大努力。
And you'll find yourself in different situations, in different phases of life, and you have to be adaptable.
而且你也会发现你在不同的人生阶段会面临不同的生活状况。所以说当面对不同的生活状况的时候，你就需要有足够的灵活度了。
Yeah, but everything is being added up and recorded.
但是别忘了，你所做的一切都是被记录了下来的。
And eventually you'll have a lot of money in your spiritual bank.
然后所有的一切都被记录了下来，所有的一切都被存储了下来，因此最终你的灵性银行的账户里面，你会存很多很多的钱。
So just be sincere and do the best you can.
所以说你就只需要保持真诚的态度，尽自己最大努力就可以了。
And remember the priorities Prabhupada gave us.
并且还要记住帕帕给我们列的那个就是优先事项的那个列表。
Your health.
第一个最重要的就是你的健康。
Which includes your family and your job, taking care of your family and your job.
而这个第一项这个重要的你健康的话，其中就包含了你的照顾家人、你的家庭以及你的工作。
Then comes your sadhana.
然后第二项最重要的就是你的 sadhana.
Then comes service.
然后第三项就是服务了。
All right, so without health, you can't do sadhana. Without good sadhana, you can't do service.
因此如果没有良好的健康身体的话，你是无法进行 sadhana 的。而如果你没有良好的 sadhana 的话，你也无法能够去做其他的服务。
Okay, good luck.
祝你好运。Okay, next one.
Uh-huh.
好，我们来看下一个问题。这位叫 Das 的爬布又问到，古鲁说过去发生的永远不会再次发生，为什么我们生活中有的事情重复发生？So this Prabhu Das, he's asking that you just said what has happened in the past will never happen again in the future, but then how come some things in our life just repeat itself?
Yeah, it looks repetitive, but actually it's something new and fresh.
就是说这些事情看起来好像是重复的，但是的话呢，它本身的话是新的，是并不重复的。
And a lot of times we don't see what's actually occurring in the present. We're looking whatever's happening in the present based on our past
很多时候的话呢，当事情在当下发生的时候，我们并没有以当下的这样一种临在的这样一种视角来看待这些事情，而我们反而都是基于过去的回忆在看着在当下此刻。
There's only now. There is no past. There is no future.
而在现实之中，永远存在的就只是当下此刻，在当下的这一刻。并没有过去也。
Past and the future are Manogatan or mental creations, they have no reality.
Mental creations, no reality. 而过去和未来都只不过是心意的创造，心意的造物而已。过去和未来是没有任何的现实的。
Actually, I like the example of a spiral.
Spiral. 我喜欢举这个一个螺旋形状的东西的例子。
When you're traveling on a spiral, you're moving up and down, but it appears like you're going in circles, but you're actually never in the same place each time you go around.
所以说当我们要是旅行的这个路线就是走在一个这个像螺旋状的东西上的时候，螺旋状的路线上的时候，看起来你好像是在转圈圈，然后但实际上的话你却是在不断的往上走的。而但是就是
But the first question we need to have is the present. That's all an illusion, just a mental creation.
All illusion. 而我们要明白的最重要，我们首先要明白的第一个最重要的觉悟，最重要的领悟就是，在当下此刻之外是没有任何生命的。在当下此刻之外的其他的任何事物都没有生命，都只不过是一种幻觉，都只是心意的造物而。
Truth from within the mind, you have to step out of it.
当然的话呢，如果你一直活在心意当中，你是无法明白这个真相的，你必须这个真相。
Of course, Krishna, he also explains the same thing in Bhagavad Gita 2.16.
当然 Krishna 在博迦梵歌的第二章第十六师节也解释到了这同样一点。
You can look that up.
我们来一起看一看。
Okay, next question.
就你可以自己下去查一下第 2.16。下一个问题，平淡这位 Mataji 问，深深的顶拜您的莲花主，请问我在念诵主 Krishna 的圣名时经常不能专心，但是念Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 时还像更专注一些，念这个可以吗？还有哪个 mantra 适合初习者呢？谢谢。So this Mataji is asking, maybe it's a Mataji or maybe, so this devotee is asking that when I chant the holy name of Lord Krishna, I usually cannot focus. However, when I chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it seems like I can concentrate more. So can I chant this instead? Or is it there...Any other mantra that is suitable for beginners? Thank you.
Well, of course, you can chant, you know, any name of God you want.
当然你可以去念任何一个你想要念的主的名字。
And there's no harm in that. That's good.
去念诵主的任何一个圣名是没有任何的这个不好的影响的。
But we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra because this has been prescribed to us by Lord Chaitanya.
而我们念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀是因为这是主 Chaitanya 所给我们开的一个药方。
Who is Krishna himself?
而主 Chaitanya 就是 Krishna 他本人。
And so if you follow Lord Chaitanya,
所以如果你追随主 Chaitanya 的话。
Then you're sure to get the best result.
那么你肯定就会收获最棒的成果。
Yeah, so it's always good to chant the mantra and to chant the holy name, but when we follow in the footsteps of the realized souls, we're much more likely to obtain the result that we're hoping for.
Much more likely. 而当然念诵圣名念诵主的任何一个圣名都是很好的，但是如果我们能够去追随那些已经觉悟了的灵魂的脚步的话，追随他们，那么我们就有更多的可能，有更加多的可能能够得以去收获我们所期望得到的结果。
Just in any body of knowledge, if you want to become expert in thatyou know, science, then you know, only want to study you know, the books of knowledge, but then you want to study under the guidance of a teacher. Therefore, everyone, they go to the university, but they also have teachers.
这就像是我们去学习任何一门学科一样的。那么要想在任何一门学科、任何一个领域当中成为专家级别的人的话，那么就必须要学习这门学科当中的这些重要书籍，而且的话看书是不够的，还必须得去获得教师的、教授的指导。这是为什么学生们都要去读大学的原因，因为大学里面除了书本以外还有老师的指导。
Yeah, so mantra chanting is a science.
而曼陀的念诵的话也是一门科学。
Okay.
Okay, next one?
How many more?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just one more and then we'll save the rest for next week.
我们再来回答最后一个问题，然后剩下的其他问题就麻烦大家等到下个星期了。这位叫低入尘埃的奉献者问 Hare Krishna， 请问 Guru 刚讲到通过什么能达到纯粹的念诵呢？谢谢。So this devotee is asking that she didn't hear what you just said. You mentioned through what kind of thing or chanting can we reach pure chanting? Thank you.
Well, if we chant under the guidance of a teacher,
如果我们是哦
then we'll make rapid advancement in chanting.
Rapid advancement in chanting. 如果我们是在由老师或者是由 guru 的指引之下、指导之下来练诵的话，我们就能够在灵性生活中取得快速的进步。
So Prabhupada often referred to Krishna consciousness as a science.
帕帕经常把 Krishna 知觉称为是一门科学。
Right, it's like in science, you have an experiment.
因为科学的话呢，都讲究是做实验，对吧？
And if you can duplicate the experience over and over, then you'll say that that's true.
而如果是一再的去重复一个实验的话呢，然后发现这个结果是一样的，那么就表明这个理论是正确的。
And so you have to apply the method in the way that it's worked for others.
Work for ours or work for you?
So if others have applied this method and they've been successful, if you apply it in the same way as them, then you're much lot more likely to be successful.
如果其他人通过运用同样的这样一种念诵的方式，这样一种过程而获得了成功，那么你在一样的像他们一样把这个过程用在你自己的生活中，那么你就有更多的可能能够收获和这些人同样的成果。
That's all I was saying.
这就是我要说的一切了。
Okay, thank you all for your questions. It's very encouraging that you've all submitted questions, and I like it when I can't finish all the questions.
所以说非常感谢大家今天来听课，然后我也非常感谢你们所提出的这些问题，因为这些问题真的是非常非常好的。
Now, if you listen to this class again, or, you know, some other questions come up for you, go ahead.
如果大家聆听这次讲课或者是聆听以前的讲课的话呢，出现问题，欢迎你们随时把问题发上来，然后我们下个星期，然后或者以后的时间都会一一的解答。
So I thank you all for participating in today's class.
非常感谢今天大家来听课。
Without you, there'd be no class. And thank you, Narayani and Sumukhi, as always.
如往常一般的感谢 Sumukhi Mataji.
All glories to Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. 所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典薄伽瓦禅。OK.麦昆塔之音，福源于聆听。今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna， 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。